Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. We've almost reached the new moon in Gemini. Early Gemini, the fresh beginning of Gemini season. Mutable air, light, optimistic, confident, but also tricksterish and unexpected and sometimes inexplicable. So as we dive into this new moon, we need to realize that the freshness and optimism is as much meant to be inside ourselves as something that the world gives us. Something that we find in the world because it's always there. Always. Even when it's most difficult for us to see. So let's take a look at this new moon in Gemini and see what is in its pockets. The new moon in Gemini arrives tomorrow, Friday, at 1:39 p.m. in my Eastern time zone. Gemini is youthful, curious, clever, inventive, and optimistic. This new moon brings in lots of Gemini. Sun, Moon, Venus, Mercury, and the North Node are all together in this sign of mutable air. Living as we are, in a time heavy with fear, uncertainty, and grief, the abundance of Gemini at this new moon feels like a promise, a fresh breeze, the sound of birds, a new morning. This sense of a fresh start is not wrong. We feel how much our world is changing in unexpected, mercurial ways. Yet to grasp the full significance of this new moon, we need to dive a bit deeper. Mercury is a trickster, a lighthearted one, but still the consummate sleight of hand magician pulling coins out of our ears with one hand while they pick our pockets with the other. Mercury is dual, light and dark, traitor and thief, androgynous in a way that exemplifies the concept of non-binary. Mercury is both and. We see this most clearly in the chart, in the conjunction of Mercury and Venus at 20 Gemini, with Venus retrograde. Clearly, Mercury is offering something new, except Venus is preoccupied with revising past patterns, reassessing, revisiting. These two square Neptune in misty Pisces. Is it all a dream? Can we trust our perceptions? Can we trust what anyone these days is telling us? The new world we find ourselves in seems very confused and confusing. Meanwhile, Sun and Moon are conjunct at 2 Gemini. This new Gemini season has just begun. We're ready for something, anything new and shiny and distracting. Yet here too we find paradox. Sun and Moon are just leaving a trine with Saturn, still very close. Saturn is strong in Aquarius, but retrograde. Again, we see a push into the future, Sun and Moon in Gemini, with a strong pull back to the past, Saturn, retrograde in Aquarius. Gemini is Jung's puer, the archetype of heedless youth. Saturn is Senex, the old one, the sage, the crone. I live in a university town and can't help but think of emerging stories of higher education coming to grips with looming financial disaster and needing to figure out how to move forward safely. Based on the adolescent behavior we're seeing as bars and similar public places reopen, and do keep in mind, people of any age can express puer behavior, and announcements being handed down from on high from Senex boards of regents and presidential councils about drastic cuts to programs and staff, I'd say it's not going too well so far. Things are definitely new and drastically different. We're just not sure what we're dealing with yet. In the face of disaster, humor becomes a coping mechanism. Satire, in particular, is alive and well these days, deservedly so. Some years ago, I created a series of presentations around goddesses associated with new moons through the zodiac. For Gemini, my theme became burlesque. Stay with me here. The dualism of Gemini and Mercury's trickster qualities combine to create some very funny mirroring. And sometimes, lifting depression can save the world. Consider the goddess Baobo, not as well known as some, but essential to Demeter's story and to the Eleusinian mysteries. Depictions of Baobo show an odd figure with her face on her belly and her vulva as her chin. When Demeter was in the depths of despair over losing her beloved daughter, having failed to find her after long searches, Baobo danced for her in the court of a king. At a key moment in the dance, Baobo moved directly in front of Demeter and lifted her skirts. Whatever she revealed had Demeter roaring with laughter, a shift that gave new heart to the grieving goddess and sent her straight to Zeus for help. Japanese myth offers an interesting echo of this pattern. Amaterasu, glorious goddess of the sun, had disappeared into a deep cave after a fight with her brother. The world plunged into winter, withering without the sun's warmth. Determined to draw Amaterasu back into the world, the gods threw a wild party. Goddess of dawn Ame no Uzume performed an especially bawdy dance which had everyone laughing uproariously. The sound of that laughter drew Amaterasu from her cave, where she saw her own glorious light reflected in a wondrous mirror. She returned to the world. It seems the world will not magically reinvent itself into something wonderful. Instead, we must find a way to renew ourselves and enter the world again. In the face of every difficulty, we can still dance. We can create burlesque in every sense of the word, satiric and bawdy and enlivening. We need a new view, a fresh perspective. We need beginner's mind. To navigate this new and still shifting world, we need to let go of old ideas of what is and is not possible, what does and does not make sense. Modern tarot decks portray the Fool as a trusting and confident youth, gaily stepping off a cliff into midair. Renaissance decks instead showed the court jester, tricksy and clever, and not quite trustworthy. Both are Mercury. Both are present at this new moon. Along with beginner's mind, we might also need some beginner's luck. Jupiter, the good luck planet, is currently moving back toward Pluto, the great transformer. We do need change. We'd prefer it not to be too terrible. So, light a candle. Drop a few coins in a fountain. Honor the trickster wherever you meet. Oh, and we need to laugh. More at ourselves than at anyone else, but yes, find the laughter. That's the medicine. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you the freshness and youthful quality and optimism and cleverness of this new moon in Gemini. We all need it. We can find it. And we'll find it soonest and recognize it best if there's laughter with it. As always, thank you for listening.